This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. 877-881-1053. Text in and answer the question here. Is it really that bad being a Cowboys fan? And I also do like this from the 817, and I do think this was from Call of Duty buddy. I think we need to change the saying of bubble wrapping a player and start calling it rhino shielding someone.
Damn right. RhinoShieldTX.com.
There you go. All right. So I sometimes look at our 12-5 record every year for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, the Cowboys keep using that because they haven't had any postseason success.
Sure.
And I started kind of diving in a little bit more because I was curious about the rest of the league. And do we sometimes, because the Cowboys are our team, they're here, we see all of it. We've lived and died with all of it too. And we've lived and died with all their stories. The off-field stories, the contract problems. By the way, Ja'Marr Chase is practicing right now. So Ja'Marr Chase has made his way onto the practice field. That's drama that the Bengals
for sure
are dealing with. And I started wondering, because this year has probably been the most apathy we've heard from our fan base. Our fan base.
Agreed.
And I'm not saying that our fan base is the only one, because the Cowboys fan base we saw out in Oxnard was different. Like, it was a completely different vibe than we're used to when we're out there. Usually the circus is packed. And I don't think that's going to change anything on game day.
Okay.
I think the Cowboys are going to continue selling that stadium out. They're going to continue selling jerseys. They're going to continue selling things. But people are complaining more, I think, than I've ever heard them complain.
I think that's fair.
And even for me, who has been a lifelong Cowboys fan, and I don't think I'm just positive about the Cowboys. That's why I sometimes get offended by the line homer. I'm pretty optimistic about a lot of things. Like when things are going bad, usually I'm like, hey, we can figure a way out for things to be good. And so I'm usually pretty optimistic, but it's been tough this offseason to be optimistic about things.
Yes.
Because I just didn't agree with some of the moves that the Cowboys made. Now, that being said, they look like getting CeeDee Lamb back into the fold, seeing that these rookies turned out pretty good so far, looked like they had a really good draft class that could supplement not signing free agents. But I started asking more and more, do we just get too caught up in the microscope being on this team and we don't realize that the rest of the league has its problems too? And somebody texted this in. 25 NFL teams have worse records over the past 5 years than the Cowboys. We are spoiled. We have not won Super Bowls. A lot better going 12-5 year after year than being the Panthers and going 24-59.
How old is that person? The text Jets, back in.
And I disagree with that.
The Jets, 27-56. The Jags, 28-55. The Giants, 29-53. The Commanders, 39-53-1. And the list goes on. Why do you disagree?
I disagree with that person because the point of sports is not to be like, oh yeah, we had a solid enough season. The point is to win. Like, I hear that person's point.
And in the last 5 years, the Chiefs have won more than anybody.
I think they're young.
I think this
is a young fan.
Because, for example, the Panthers, they took their shot with Bryce Young. Now, it's only been a year. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But the point is, they were like, hey, this doesn't work. Let's try this. And it could fail. Absolutely, it could fail. But with the Cowboys, they continue to do the exact same thing. And when it doesn't work, you're like, well, I don't think it'll work again. At least some of these other teams are like, hey, let's reboot with a new quarterback. I would rather the hope that you're building to something rather than, well, we'll be good enough this year.
Did you have anything, Mike, that
New York Knicks, man, they make the playoffs some.
Would you rather be the Bears or the Cowboys right now? I'm sorry. Would you rather be a Bears fan or a Cowboys fan right now?
This year, probably the Bears.
Okay.
And last year, the Cowboys.
Because you have hope going forward that maybe you can build something. Like for the Cowboys, okay, let's you keep Dak, you don't keep Dak. And the difference is what? Dak's already been here, you know? And if he leaves, are we going to put in the work to start over again? I hope so.
To me, the Cowboys are just rooting for the most popular team. Mm-hmm. That's all you're doing is rooting for the most popular. You're not rooting for a successful organization. Just rooting for a very the most popular team maybe in the world.
The hot team right now is the Texans, right? Like there's...
I could see that.
Now, if you went back and looked at the last 10 years of the Texans, would you be like, that was a fun 10 years? Or would you go, that was the stupidest S yeah, I've ever seen?
Probably.
With the Bill O'Brien era of trading away DeAndre Hopkins, all the crap that they went through. Like that was... Can you imagine living through that for that 10 years?
No, absolutely. That would suck. But I mean, on the flip side, then I can say, can you imagine living with the Cowboys for the last, I guess I'll say, let's just focus on since the last Super Bowl. Because when they said, oh, it's the better record than all but these five or six teams in the last 5 years. True. Go across the entire NFC. The only team that hasn't been to the NFC Championship game in a longer run is Washington. And so like, if you're just here to win games, rock on. If you want to win a title, then that sucks too.
What's a more frustrating window then for the Cowboys? The last 5 years with McCarthy, and I'll include this year as well, or the stretch of Jason Garrett where you went 8-8 three straight seasons, then 12-4 and lost in the division, then back to 4-12, then 13-3, then back to 9-7, then 10-6, and back to 8-8. And you were getting to the playoffs and then the next year not in the playoffs. Is that more frustrating than going to the playoffs three straight years?
What were the years on those? The Garrett years?
It was 12-4. Oh, the Garrett's
actual calendar.
13
years.
Let's say 13-19.
Okay. I think these years have been more frustrating because at least for the other Garrett years, I can be like, I saw the attempt at a reboot. Now, like maybe they didn't want to reboot Tony Romo, but injuries forced it on them and they went to Dak. And I was like, in 2016, and I know it hasn't worked out. Man, I was stoked in 2016. I was like, Dak is badass. He doesn't make any money. We drafted Zeke really high. He's badass. Like, we're ready to go get it. And I hope I'm wrong about this year, but I don't know what it is about this team that makes me think we're ready to go get it.
Yeah. In the Dak years.
You're optimistic about this year?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason, I thought at the end there, you were saying this year, I'm just...
No, I said, I don't know what it is about this year that would make me say I'm ready to go get it.
From the 6-8-2, I'm okay with getting with 12-5. It's much more fun to watch that. Here's where I guess I get a little, I'm off on that. I don't feel like whenever in the regular season, whenever we're playing a big opponent, that I feel like the team's going to win. And that's where I feel like you're good. You're a good team, but you're not one of the great teams in the league. And I'm not saying great teams all time. Great teams all time are different. I mean, like, you know great teams of all time when you're watching them. But when you're one of the great teams in the league that year, you're either have a winning record against the good teams in the league or you're punishing them. And that's what not something that I get whenever I'm watching the Cowboys, but I could also... have been the Bengals every year too. And okay. I think that is one of those things where I'm looking around at the league. There's a lot of drama that goes on around the league. A lot of things, a lot of crappy situations that go on around the league. We made fun of the Commanders for quite some time.
Sure.
And that is where it's like, okay, hold on. Is it that bad that I have 12-5 seasons?
I think, I'll go back to, I think it is. Like, I think without question it is. And I go to the Rangers as my example. Rangers have not been good this year. Guess what? The 6 years before the World Series, it was the longest consecutive streak of losing seasons in the history of Rangers baseball. And that's not a storied history as it is. But I don't care. Like, I'm sad that the Rangers aren't playing better this year, but I'm fine. I'll be fine next year. I'll probably be fine the year after that because they won the World Series and gave me love and hope of a baseball team that I had not experienced my entire life. And I think for so many Cowboys fans, I think they would feel different if they got to see the highest peak. Like when people are like, oh, the internet broke. This city feels like it would shut the F down if the Cowboys were in the NFC Championship game. Not even the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game. And I'll trade the losing and the experimenting for that one run to the top.
The other part, too, is that I think is very frustrating in the way that the Cowboys have lost in the playoffs. Sure. The Dak Prescott 14 seconds left, and then you just lose because what just happened?
Yeah.
And then you play against the Niners, and you have a shot, and then what just happened?
Yeah.
And then you're just completely stunned by the Packers. You didn't feel like you showed up. And so that is a frustrating thing to have your team get to the playoffs and not know what they're doing. That's where I think I'm most frustrated, is they don't look like they know what they're doing once they finally get to the playoffs. And that's what they worked their asses off to try and get to that spot so that they could make a run from there on.
They got tired.
Not just to get there and be like, we're done. We've achieved everything, guys.
Yeah.
We just achieved it. So I'm just trying to, I am kind of trying to figure that out. Kevin, from the New York Times, otherwise known as The Athletic.
Oh.
There was a hopometer. The NFL fan predictions rankings based on hope.
I like that.
The Cowboys have the lowest amount of hope.
What?
At ninth. Actually, I'm sorry.
Third lowest.
30th. They are 30th at 19.9% hope. They are just above the New York Giants. Do you agree that the Cowboys are better than the New York Giants?
People think the Giants might be the worst team in football.
Well,
yes,
Kevin,
I do agree.
The Saints have even less hope.
Oh,
at 16% optimism, they are the least optimistic about their franchise. They understand their head coach is probably getting fired. They spent too much money on a quarterback, and they're having to redo the whole thing. And now wide receiver, Michael Thomas, is going through another situation.
Their own fault for not knowing that.
They got to deal with. But here's some lines, Kevin. Optimist Eric says Dak Prescott will play lights out in a contract year, which I don't disagree. I think he'll be really good in a contract year because he knows what's in front of him. Defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer seems to have found a way to get the best out of Micah Parsons. Have no clue if that's true or not because we haven't seen it on the field yet.
Right.
Like, we haven't legitimately seen it. From pessimist Nikhil, poor offseason in terms of strengthening the roster, contract uncertainty on key players, and a useless GM. That's from pessimist Nikhil. Pessimist Bryce, as long as the Jones family is in charge, the team is toxic, and there is no hope. Any chatter about the team is pointless. I wish it would all stop. And that's where the Cowboys fan is right now. That's where their mind is Jerry's going to give me things I want to hear and then say things that I completely disagree with that aren't factual in any way, shape, or form. And it's very frustrating because Jerry is going to say these things and act like they're real. And they're probably going to re-sign Dak and say, this is fine. We're good. We're a good team and we want to continue to be good. I do agree with this. Being 12-5 is good because you keep giving yourself to be in that category. Being in the playoffs. If you're an 8-8 team, you don't got a crap chance to do it.
Can I ask you a question?
And if you're an 8-8 team every other year, you don't have a crap chance to do it.
Can I ask you a question about that? I'm dead serious about this. You're right. You get in the playoffs and you have a shot. Do you think that is the goal of the Jones family, is let's have a shot at the Super Bowl? Or do you think it's more likely that they're like, let's make some more money? I'm seriously asking.
That's why I want a real GM, because the real GM is going to make decisions differently,
which will never
right.
Get it. Yeah,
the real GM is going to make. The owner is going to say, "Well, hey, I want you to do this," and the GM is going to say, "Then why the F did you hire me? Do you want me to win these games for you, or do you want me to make you some money? Because I'm here to win these games, because that's going to keep me my job, and that's the part that isn't going to work." Was as long as Steven, when he takes over, I don't know, maybe it's Charlotte. I don't know who's going to take over. Maybe, like Mike said yesterday, maybe it's John Steven Jones.
Yeah, not the tight end.
Or Shy, as Choppy was saying. Maybe it's Shy. And maybe they go, you know
not
what?
LaBeouf.
I have a responsibility to the organization to make dollars. I will hire somebody whose responsibility it is to make a winning football team. And Jerry's wanted both of those, So A, he doesn't have to pay the GM and have conflict with that guy. And B, so he can make those decisions and have ambiguity whenever it comes to, why did you do this over this? Well, because I want to win. Well, but it makes more money to do that. But Kevin, I know every fan wants their team. I think Mike McCarthy isn't there to make money. I think Mike McCarthy's there to try and continue his legacy and be the, what's the word? The harborer, the guy who had his hand on the wheel to get this organization back to the Super Bowl. I think that's really, I truly do believe that about Mike McCarthy, that he enjoyed and loved being in a legendary team, being the head coach of that team, and navigating them to a Super Bowl and navigating to them to many years of successful seasons. Unless you consider not winning winning the Super Bowl is the only successful season. Okay, that's fine.
But look, I'll make the argument. When they went 15-1, it got lost in the first round of the playoffs. I do not think that is a successful season.
I can understand that. You were the best team. And
yeah,
you were pretty damn good. But I think that that's one of the things.
They lose two.
One year they went 15-1. Pretty sure.
Did they lose?
The year in 07 where they lost to the Giants? I think they went 13-3 because they had everything wrapped up and they didn't even try the last 3 weeks of the season. And then they had the bye and then lost.
Eli Manning.
I'm 99% sure.
I got this.
I don't think they've ever won 15 games.
99% sure.
Okay. Either way, that being said, I think...
In 2011, the Green Bay Packers went 15-1.
I thought you were talking about the Cowboys.
The Cowboys have not gone 15-1.
They have not.
In recent history that I know of. I can confirm that. In the history of the Cowboys, correct, have they ever gone 15-1?
No.
Have they ever gone 1-15?
Yes.
All right, that's happened.
This is the best year ever.
Because?
Well, we ended up trading Herschel Walker, getting a zillion draft picks. The draft fell in a way where they accidentally took Emmett Smith, what they didn't want to, but they ended up doing it. And then... I don't know. Maybe it didn't matter because in 1993, it didn't matter if he played or not. But he did win the MVP and they won the Super Bowl. But it didn't matter.